Well, here's my thoughts. You know, I love our roster. I love the way it's comprised. As I said, we were right there, and we got to find a way to get just a little bit better. And I'm doing everything in my power to keep our roster together, and that's my goal. And I don't question that. I've got so much belief. When you talk about guys like Brandon Ayuk and Debo, they're guys we drafted. They're guys we take a lot of pride in what they've become, who they've become, and we couldn't be more proud of those guys. And so, you know, during the course of drafts and off seasons, do conversations happen? Absolutely, they do. We're past that now. And
John Lynch talking to Pat McAfee, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. We're so proud of those guys. Of course we take calls. Of course we listen to trade offers. But we're moving past it right now. Does that pass the smell test, Dorn? You buying it?
I think with any great GM or good GM, and John Lynch seems to be one of the better GMs in the NFL, and Omar Khan is showing that he can be that guy. But with any GM, you have to be light on your feet at all times. If it's going to benefit your team, you got to be willing to make moves. And the 49ers, and whenever you're doing business with a GM that knows the deal, that, you know, has, you know, constructed the roster like the 49ers and John Lynch, yeah, they'll listen to offers for probably majority of their team.
Anybody.
But it better be a great return on investment that would help his team. So, yeah, anybody will listen to offers. And you have to be lying on your feet. If something makes sense financially, if something makes sense draft pick-wise, if something makes sense in return, yeah, why wouldn't I do it if it doesn't enhance our team and it doesn't diminish our team at the same time? Like, I think the 49ers kind of look at it like, we love our guys. We love Debo Samuel. We love Brandon Ayuk. We drafted those guys, as John Lynch said. But if we lose one of those, will we be worse off? Or can we be better in other areas, maybe the draft or financially? So I think you have to be light on your feet. So do I buy it? 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. No, I think that anything could change at any moment.
Exactly right, because I don't think it benefits him to say to Pat McAfee, oh yeah, we're still listening on those guys. Because it doesn't mean it's going to happen. You're going to have trade talks. It happens in every sport, every deadline, free agency opens. Your general managers are trying to improve the team. I don't think that John Lynch has stopped fielding calls on these dudes. And if you say that you are still taking calls on those dudes, now you run the risk of pissing off Brandon Ayuk. You run the risk of really ticking off Debo Samuel. And it might never materialize. So get behind a microphone and say, no, our roster is our roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case he can't move them. And maybe it tells you that the percentages are in the favor of them keeping those guys. Maybe you can take that from John Lynch's comments. But I still wouldn't rule out that those dudes are on the table. They selected Ricky Pearsall with the 31st overall pick, the wide receiver who's really dynamic out of Florida. So now you've got Ricky, I'm not going to say his last name again, and you've got Ayuk, and you've got Debo Samuel. You've got three potential really good wide receivers. Two are sure things, and then you think Ricky Pearsall can be a really good player. But that's a lot of guys. That's a lot of guys. That's a lot of mouths to feed, and we know that there have been varying degrees of disgruntlement from their two wide receivers that are under contract because they want to make more money. So I don't think that this means it's all over. However, the wide receiver market is shrinking a little bit on the Pittsburgh Steelers, maybe even a lot of it. While you were sleeping, presumably, the Chargers signed DJ Chark to a one-year, $5 million contract. He was a lot of experts' number one wide receiver still on the market. And it also sounds like Tyler Boyd is going to sign with the Tennessee Titans. Mark Caballi puts the percentage of him landing in Pittsburgh at less than 1%.
Uh-huh.
So I think you can rule out Tyler Boyd. You can definitely rule out DJ Chark. And then that would shoot Odell Beckham Jr. to the top of the list of available wide receivers. And if Omar Khan was not interested in Tyler Boyd because he didn't like the idea of Tyler Boyd's relationship with the Steelers from the last couple of years, the things he said after games, I don't think they're going to be interested then in Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
Not that there were any war of words or anything like that, but any level of distraction, it doesn't seem like Omar Khan really has a lot of time for. It's why Deontay's not here. It's why Kenny Pickett's no longer here, among other things. I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to make a lot of sense for them.
I think if you your mindset is number two wide receiver or 1A wide receiver, I think that it has to be a trade. Even before Tyler Boyd and these guys were off the market, the free agent class wasn't great. So it would have to be trade assets for somebody else's 1A or number two. And that will always, I think, be on the table before the season. That will always be on the table, whether it's DK Metcalf. I'm starting to lead and get warmer towards DK after hearing, you know, after the June 1st date. If you pull that off,
mm-hmm.
There's no excuses.
It sounds like that's more the holdup on that than really anything else.
Yes.
I don't know that they definitely want to trade him, but they can't do anything until then. And so you have a lot of run-up to talk about it with them, though. I mean, you can persuade them if you're Omar Khan. I want to throw a hypothetical at you, though, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have had DJ Chark for $5 million? Like, the only thing you got to worry about is cost. Tyler Boyd is being reported in Tennessee. It might be a two-year deal, $8 million, $7 million-ish per season. Would you rather have one of those two guys at that low cost, not having to give up any draft equity, or would you rather have Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, DK Metcalf for a 2025 second-round pick?
Well, am I extending those guys, the guys I'm trading for?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I would have them for long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would rather give up my second-round pick for next year.
Yeah, that's why I'm already arguing with my own framing of this. I said the wide receiver market is shrinking. Well, the free agent wide receiver market is shrinking, but the pool of potential trade candidates hasn't seemed to go anywhere.
So say like you did the deal. So this is why I would do that is because say you did the deal with Mike Williams. Say it was a one-year deal like he got with the Jets. You only got it for 1 year, so you're going to have to draft the receiver next year. So now if you trade and extend one of the names that you just named, you don't have to worry about drafting a receiver.
No, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. But and then that would be your second round pick. So regardless, you probably were going to get a receiver with the second round
pick. That's a good thought. Yeah, I'm in for the big game hunting. I think you shoot for the moon here. And like those posters you see at kindergartens around America, you shoot for the stars and you land on the moon or something. I think I got it backwards.
Yeah, maybe.
You shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you land amongst the stars.
There it is.
Yeah.
Is that it, Callis?
I think I nailed that.
There you go.
Hope Callis isn't spending a lot of time in kindergartens. He doesn't have kids. That'd be weird. But, yeah, I nailed that one.
That's not even just a kid that was, phrase.
That was just like a shot. That was just another shot he had to get out there for you.
I think you have posters like that in suburbanites' kitchens all through across America, and you also have them in kindergartens. Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you wind up among the stars.
It's just an inspirational quote, though, in general. That can apply to anybody.
I guess you're right, Callis. My apologies to you. That's now three times I've taken pot shots at you after saying I wouldn't make fun of you for a full week. So, sorry about that.
Maybe you want me to talk more, don't you?
Won't happen again.
You want me to buzz you more? Is that what you want? Is that why you're...
No, I want you to talk more. I want you to get endorsements. I want Nicholas Harry Callis to be making all kinds of money.
Now he wants to be your friend.
Yeah.
Now he wants to look out.
Oh, you want me to earn money so you can then be a closer friend to me. That's...
Mm. Yeah. So the next time you can pay for my McDonald's and not the other way around.
I offered the first time.
Do you agree with me, though? Just go for a star, man.
Yeah.
DJ Chark doesn't do it for me. I don't think DJ Chark's a bad player.
He's not a number two.
I don't think he's a number two. By default here, he'd be a number two. Right. And I do think he would upgrade the room, but... Okay, is DJ Chark turning you into an AFC North championship contender?
No.
Is DJ Chark making you a threat to win the AFC? No. Is Tyler Boyd going to be that guy? I don't think so. No. I really like Tyler Boyd. I think he's a good player, and he can exist on an offense where he's not the primary guy. It's what he's been doing the last few years. He does not need to be option two. I don't think he's going to bitch, moan, and complain if he's not getting the football. He would make the Steelers better. I don't doubt that. But is he going to move the needle? That's what we're talking about here. Do you want to upgrade for the sake of upgrading? Yeah, sure, man. Like, you should always be looking to do that. At any position on your roster, can you get a guy? Like when roster cutdowns happen in training camp, you should be looking... Is this backup inside linebacker better than our backup inside linebackers? Is this backup free safety better than our backup free safety? You should do that at every position. But we're talking about guys like Debo, guys like Metcalf, guys like Ayuk that I think make you a legitimate contender. So when I woke up and I saw that DJ Chark ain't available anymore, it doesn't concern me at all.
No.
I really do think if they got one of those guys, that all of a sudden, when we're talking about AFC North odds and the Steelers are plus 700 right now.
Goes down.
Yeah.
Goes down.
They're behind Cleveland right now in the betting world. I don't get it. I sure as you know what wouldn't get it if they added a bona fide stud at wide receiver. And that's why I think it's going to happen. I don't see Omar Khan resting on his laurels here. I don't think he's going to say, well, you know what? The 49ers said, it's going to cost a lot. Well, all right. You got time. Like, who's to say it can't happen between now and training camp?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, ideally, you'd get a guy in here for OTAs, mini camp, but doesn't need to be that way.
Well, you got to look at it, too. Like, if it's draft picks, like, what do you need? You know, say the quarterbacks, and you say, I mean, it's everything's a crapshoot. Like, everything is gambling. Like, that's why, you know, whenever I used the reference the other day about blackjack. Like, if you're walking into a casino, be prepared to lose money, be prepared to win money, but it you know, scared money don't make no money.
Mm-mm.
Right. So, like, if you're looking at draft picks and you had the draft that you just did, like, what will you need next year? If everybody stays healthy and things go to plan and guys pan out, what do you need next year? Maybe a corner
D-line,
maybe a
corner.
D-line.
Yep.
You've kind of shored up everywhere else, and say the quarterbacks are pretty good. They're good enough to be the guys.
Yeah,
like,
one
you
of
know.
These guys is their quarterback going into next year.
So why not go for it now? Why not try to get a bona fide receiver that you can extend for a few years? You
cost
got
cost control.
Cost control, and you'll probably have to worry about George Pickens at some point on the other side. But you know, you'll deal with that down the road. But you know, if you have to give up draft picks, is what I'm saying, for next year for a big time wide receiver, there's only so many needs you need next year because you shored those other needs up in the last two drafts.
It's like the Minka trade. Oh my God, they gave up a first round pick. Ed Bouchette was poo pooing it, saying this is a terrible deal. The Steelers don't trade first round picks. Well, you were probably going to draft a safety in the first round anyhow.
Exactly.
Or at least you were going to spend some draft capital on a safety. Well, now you don't have to because he basically turned into their first round draft pick for the following year. I get exactly what you're saying. You're going to need corner. You're going to need defensive line. But if you don't trade for a wide receiver right now, wide receiver is 1A, B, or C for your needs next year. So why not give up future draft capital for a guy that would profile to be here for the next 4 to 5 years?
Yes, that's already established.
And you help the team now.
Mm-hmm.
You help the team now in what is the year of urgency, as we've seen from Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, and Mike Tomlin. And really coming from the top from Art Rooney II.
Yep.
Like, we got to win a playoff game. You have a much better chance of winning a playoff game if your wide receivers are Deebo Samuel or a player of that ilk and George Pickens than you do if Roman Wilson's your number two or Van Jefferson's your number two. Speaking of Roman Wilson, wait until you hear what a big-time NFL analyst had to say about him. We'll talk about that coming up next. You can call us, 412-928-9370. Same number to text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us at _AdamCrowley, at @ScoreAndDoran. You should follow us there on Twitter if you're not already. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So while the wide receiver free agent market is shrinking, DJ Chark goes to the Chargers, and Tyler Boyd expected to sign with the Tennessee Titans. It's not happening with corners. You know, Stephon Gilmore still out there. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll also get to a National Football League analyst, a big-time one, and their thoughts on Roman Wilson. But, dude, I've been limping up and down the hallway here today. Ever since throwing out that first pitch.
You're still sore?
Man, my back has always been crap. You know that? It is worse now than it's ever been. Like, I have serious back pain going through my left butt cheek all the way down my leg. I got the sciatic thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I did last night? I got lidocaine patches. I put a lidocaine patch right on my lower back.
Did it work?
It helped. It helped a lot. You can only put one patch on at a time, though, it says on the packaging. Text me at 412-928-9370. How dangerous would it be if I put on multiple of these lidocaine patches? Because it helped my back. Didn't help my butt cheek.
Yeah, you could probably put one on your back.
Didn't help my leg.
You could put one on your back and one on your butt.
I would think.
Yeah.
Earlier yesterday, put one on the butt. Felt great. but the back hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So then I cut the grass last night. Ugh! Put one on the back, butt hurt. So they work. They just, they're not covering the whole surface area
right
here.
Yeah, you could probably use two.
I have also never felt more worthless in my life. I am 33 years old, and I cannot function without pain. I didn't play in the league.
That's what I'm just like,
I
man.
Know. You're all busted up, and for good reason. Doran, you, every time you like squat down, it sounds like you're walking on glass. And that makes sense to me. All the surgeries, all the injuries you've dealt with, Caboli and his advanced age blowing out Achilles, that makes sense to me. I am 33, and I put no mileage on this body.
Yeah, like, what are you going to be like when you're 40?
I know. That's my fear.
Bad shape.
My wife and I had a financial meeting the other night. We're starting to look ahead to retirement. You got a plan for these things? We should travel. I ain't going to travel. I don't want to walk up this day. Like, can we buy a ranch? Can we go live in an apartment? I can't be cutting the grass. Texture, this is what I need. I'm a nurse. I've placed 2 lidocaine patches on patients multiple times.
There you go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Texture, stretch your hamstrings out. It'll go away. Yeah.
I mean, they also say, like, don't take more than 2 Advil. I mean, I've taken, like, 7.
Yes. Yeah. My wife had the 600 milligrams ibuprofen the C-section. I've been popping those things every day.
Those work.
Not for this.
No?
No. So then I went out and bought Aleve. That didn't help. I'm going to have to smoke pot. I'm going to have to just
medicinal.
Smoke my way through this. Texter, you can wear a full lidocaine suit. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't. What is it going to do?
See, I don't think you thought today, if you're tuning into this fan morning show on this wonderful Friday, that you would be hearing lidocaine patch talk. I think you'd be thinking if I listened from 10 until 2 with Starkey and Zeiss, I might be getting lidocaine patch talk. Texter, uh-oh. Too much lidocaine can cause cardiac arrhythmias.
You're not with 2 patches. Now if you put them all over your body,
I'm not even going to put one on. Son of a... I didn't
You'll
need to
fine.
Read that.
You'll be fine.
I didn't know there were side effects like that. My heart's going to stop. Lee tweets it. I'm 59 years old. Welcome to my world. I am 33.
Yeah, it's no good.
No good. I'm going to... Man, if we're hopefully we do a good enough job, we're doing this show in 20 or 30 years. But I'm going to be walking through the door like Quasimodo.
Yeah, you'll be all hunched over.
Yeah, man, my forehead's going to touch my calves.
You have calves? How does your forehead touch your calves, by the way?
I meant to say shins.
Oh.
Yeah. Chris Sims, NBC Sports, former quarterback, loudmouth kind of, hot taker. He says he thinks Roman Wilson's going to be this year's Puka Nacua.
I kind of like that.
I mean, I like it a lot. I don't know that I see it. I don't know that I see that kind of explosion, but nobody thought that that was going to happen with Puka Nacua. I think Arthur Smith's a hell of an offensive coordinator hire, and I think they've significantly upgraded the quarterback position, but I don't know that they're Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. I don't think Roman Wilson's going to go out there and have 1,500 yards. Can he have 800?
That's great.
That would if you told me, 412-928-9370, if you told me that Puka Nacua could come in here, son of a gun, it's not just the back, it's the brain too, which I don't like.
Put that on, put one on your forehead.
Right on, apply directly to the forehead. Boy, that's a reference that's for the old folks. If you would tell me right now I could sign in blood for Roman Wilson to have 800 yards and then rule out the possibility he could have more than that, I think I'm signing up for that.
Yes.
All day.
That's what George Pickens had last year. Around there.
He went over 1,000, Pickens.
George
did?
I
think so, yeah.
Or maybe it was the year before.
I don't trust my brain anymore, Doran.
He went over 1,000 yards?
Yeah, he definitely did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he almost had 1,200, 1,140, 18 a pop. Yeah, if you get 800 out of Roman Wilson.
What did Deontay have?
You're
sorry.
In a really
See,
good
now
place.
Now I'm like all messed up.
Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Do this to me.
Sorry.
Deontay Johnson stats, 717. That's what you did. That's what you did. And he had 1882 or 882 the year before.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so if you if you tell me Roman Wilson comes in here and outperforms Deontay Johnson from last year, I think you're in a very good spot.
Very good.
Now, that being said, I would hope everybody's statistics are higher than they were last year. I know that Deontay was banged up a bit and whatever, but that's pathetic. For your number 2, 717 yards? Do you think it's more likely, that Roman Wilson gets 800 yards with or without adding another playmaker? Probably without.
I'd say with.
I mean, I could see it that way, man. You get DK Metcalf on the outside. Yeah. I love this part of the job. Just
I mean, then you're
here.
Open underneath all the time. You're the third guy. You're on a lesser coverage player.
I could see if they added a deep threat, DK, Debo, Cortland Sutton, with Pickens, I could see Roman Wilson leading them in first down catches. Like, for sure. Like, your possession guy kind of fit a Hines Ward-esque kind of role.
Yeah.
A Jericho Cotchery kind of role.
Yes.
Now, Jericho was bigger, but he was a big threat for them from the slot, and he caught a lot of touchdowns. Yeah, I do think he'd be more productive with another guy.
With another guy.
So go
sure.
get another guy. But just the idea that an NFL analyst of some repute who's a national talker that thinks Roman Wilson can be that good, that gives me some hope for the guy.
I think it draws a little of a comparison, just kind of their style of play. Like, not in the size. Puka Nacua is a little bit bigger. I mean, he's 6'2", 215 pounds, and that's not Roman Wilson. But their style of play kind of resembles, like, the grinder, the one, like, you know, you're just, it's just, you know, repetitive, bang, bang. You know that they're going to be there. You know they're going to make the big catch. You know they're going to get the tough yards. You know that they're going to block. They're the all-around dream football player for an offensive coordinator or receiver coach, like a Roman Wilson. Like, the quote that he says, and I forget it already, you don't make money by, you know, you got to block or whatever it is, but that's the dream for an offensive coordinator, a guy that is willing to do whatever it takes to get the football, whatever it takes to make the offense go. That's kind of what Puka Nacua is.
Yeah, basically, if you don't block, you don't see the rock.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. And he wasn't talking about Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
Speaking of Johnson, Deontay only had 717 yards last year. He did miss six games. I blocked that out. I thought he missed like three or four. So that's not a terrible number, 717. If Roman Wilson gets 800, though, I think you'd sign up for that in blood.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
My sister texting me right now saying I need to stretch. Yeah, I do.
She texted me too. That's wild.
Coming up next, Jaylen Warren put his foot in his mouth. Not once, but twice in a live podcast taping with Cam Hayward. We'll play for you what he said. We'll react to it coming up next. I got to talk to Dorn about my sister.
It's good.
You were about to break something right there.
Yeah, no, I wanted to think about my answer. It's a 9-day difference, I would say, with like their leadership. They bring a lot, you know, they help out. They tell us how to run the route, and they're really on it when you don't run it the certain way. I'm big on details, just, you know, kind of what we preach, and, you know, it helps a lot.
That's Jaylen Warren on the Cam Hayward podcast. And it was in front of a live studio audience, Doran. There's more that we're going to play from that coming up in a couple of minutes that we could make a mountain out of, but we probably won't. But we'll see. But there, he's talking about the difference between the quarterbacks this year as compared to last year. Last year, it was Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky. You know the story. Now it's Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Jaylen Warren says it's a night and day difference. I don't know that this is necessarily a shot at Kenny Pickett in particular. It's the way it should be. It was Kenny Pickett's second year last year. Like, I expected more from Kenny. We all expected more from Kenny. He threw six touchdowns, for God's sakes. We thought he'd be better, especially after the preseason he had. But I don't think that a second-year player is ever going to come in and be the kind of grab-everything-by-the-balls leader that a guy who's won a Super Bowl is going to be.
Exactly.
The issue would be if Jaylen Warren said, you know what, it's not that much different. In fact, we're all learning the offense together. That would be the issue for me, is if Russell Wilson didn't come in here and be flexing his leadership muscles. Then I'd go, ooh. But that Jaylen Warren likes the experience that Russell Wilson provides more than that of Trubisky, Rudolph, and Kenny, well, it should be that way.
It tells me that Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, you know, they understand Arthur Smith's offense and what they're trying to accomplish already too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they've spent the time of dissecting his offense and being with him and understanding what needs to be done. And then also the experience that they both have. And then whenever you go on the field during this period, whenever you lift weights and then you go do routes on air with your teammates, like if Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are like, hey, you know, get your depth on this route because they understand what you need to do to accomplish and get everybody on the same page. It shows me alongside of, you know, we could take it. It's a shot at Kenny. It's a, you know, it's, you know, Jalen Warren saying that it's a night and day difference. I get that. But it tells me that the two quarterbacks are really putting in the time of understanding not just what they need to do, but what everybody else needs to do and getting everybody else on the same page as them. And we're in May, yes. Beginning of May right now.
Yes.
I think that that's a great sign. It's a great sign. But I do take it as the quarterbacks are better than they were than they were last year.
Oh, absolutely. And then here's my other thing, Doran. We talked about it a smidge yesterday. Matt Canada didn't even give Kenny Pickett the option to change plays at the line. Kenny Pickett was babied here. And so if Kenny Pickett, they're not putting the faith in him to be the guy at the line of scrimmage and really believe that he can make the right decisions out there, then why would Kenny Pickett feel like he can go out and coach wide receivers and tell them what to do?
Right.
Like, hey, Deontay, you're a more tenured player than me. No, actually, you need to be running it at this depth. They don't even give him freedom to change plays at the line of scrimmage. Right. So why would we think Kenny Pickett would have been this coach on the field? They wouldn't let him do that. They wouldn't. Now, Jalen Warren stepped in it again in this same podcast, and this went absolutely viral yesterday. Some, like me a little bit, on Twitter made a mountain out of a molehill. Others are poo-pooing it. Doran, what do you think about this?
Our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there.
What?
We're like, hold on.
Whoa, you breaking news already?
We looked at him like, Justin Fields about to be back there? And, you know, I think it's cool.
So Jalen Warren was asked if he'd want to be a kick returner with the new rules. And that was his response. That Danny Smith had said Justin Fields liked to see him back there returning kicks. I think it's a joke. I think it's a throwaway line. Do you think it's a joke?
Not really.
Oh, let's go!
I mean, from what I know of the new rules, I mean, it's basically running an offensive play because everybody's going to be so close in the lanes and the things that you can do. You can actually run. There's only so many plays you can run as a kickoff return unit. You know, it's either right, left, or up the middle. I mean, if you ever played Madden, that's what it is. Blocking may be a little bit different, but now that everybody's so close, you could probably run real plays. Like, you're just catching the ball in the air. It's like, all right, we're going to run this play, but it's actually going to be a play. You're going to block out, you're going to block in, you're going to lead block, and then I'm going to go right or left and then maybe come back around, or somebody's going to, you know, motion whenever the ball is kicked and come out around, kick out, do things like that. Justin Fields is a glorified running back in a sense. You know, he averaged, what, 50 yards a game last year? If you can't get him on the field, and Cordarrelle Patterson could be back there as well. Could two guys run different plays with them? Why not?
There's no way they're doing this. There is no way they're doing this. I can't believe you're the one saying it's going to happen.
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I could see why he said that. I could see why Danny Smith's like, hey, we might try Justin Fields back there. Why not?
I want to make sure that this segment has the proper tone and tenor because I got smoked on social media yesterday. Because I tweeted out, if the Steelers are really talking about Justin Fields returning kicks, then they're not having serious discussions about him starting football games in 2024.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think that's legit. If Danny Smith really wants Justin Fields to be returning kicks, and that's something that Mike Tomlin is legitimately entertaining, then there's no way in hell they view him as a starting quarterback this year.
He'll be a Taysom Hill this year.
So that's where the discussion meets reality. How do they use him? I would be stunned if he's actually returning kicks. He's probably the best athlete on the team. Him and George Pickens?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's Justin Fields, the best athlete. Ran for 1,000 yards as a quarterback. That has not happened very frequently in the history of the NFL. So he is a special athlete. I could see using him in the Taysom Hill role, not on special teams, but I could see them throwing him a ball, or I could see him being a better than wildcat dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
I didn't agree with that at first because I thought that it would, you know, disrupt what Russ is doing. But now I'm warming to the fact that you want to utilize all your talent.
Mm-hmm.
And Arthur Smith likes to do that. So why not just use him in a Taysom Hill role and on special teams? Like, I mean, not running down covering kicks.
Right. Because Hill does that.
I mean, I want to see, I need to see with my eyes how this kickoff deal is going
to
go.
As opposed to seeing with your nipples? Don't make a sister joke. I know you were thinking about a sister joke. Don't do a sister joke.
I was close.
Don't do it.
I was very close.
When you start talking about my sister, I turn into Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. My voice goes to a whole different octave there. The thing that got me on social yesterday, guys, was I tweeted that out, and then I get beat down with, you're a moron if you think they're serious about it. But then I had people saying, you're a moron if you think they're serious about it. They've got Cordarrelle Patterson. Guys, if they're not going to really do the Justin Fields as a kickoff returner thing, it's not because of Cordarrelle Patterson. It's because he's a quarterback.
Yes.
Like, Crowley, there's no way they do it. They brought in Cordarrelle Patterson to return kicks. They're not going to do it because he's their second quarterback. And I don't think they want him to get injured on a kickoff return and it be John Reese Plumlee or Kyle Allen going into games if Russell Wilson gets hurt. Come on. If you're going to call me stupid for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me stupid for stupid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kallis, you had anything to add there? You were getting itchy around the microphone. Now you should probably turn the microphone on.
Yeah, I did have something to say. I was just saying, you do get a little
Charlie
sensitive Day-ish about your sister. You called me a loser during the break.
Yeah, you kept talking about my sister. What's her name, Doran? What's her number? I'm Kallis.
Well, Doran already has her number, so.
Walked right into that one, too.
Well, we're stretching in the stretch lab.
I don't think the Fields at kickoff returner thing would happen. But if it did, I think it would work.
Yeah. Put both of them back there and run some plays.
Cordarrelle Patterson and Justin Fields.
Yeah, do a throw. You could catch the ball and then throw lateral.
Oh, God. What if that's
like a screen? It'd be like a tunnel screen. It'd be like a receiver screen.
That would be the part where he would struggle, though, Justin Fields. Like, catching it, running, good. Throwing it, not so good.
Then why do you like him so much?
I like him less than Russell Wilson for this year. I like the projectability. I like the ceiling for Justin Fields. He's far from a finished product. That's why they're considering moving him to a kickoff returner. What a strange thing for Jaylen Warren to say. Someone texted in.
Jaylen Warren is not a guy that just goes out there and just makes stuff. Like, he's kind of to the point.
I know, but Danny Smith had to be joking about that, right? Or is he chewing so much gum that he knocked a brain cell loose or two? A lot of gum, man.
That's a lot. A
lot of gum.
He's got to have so many cavities.
He's got to have Zeus-like jawline. But he doesn't. We see him with our nipples. Coming up next, 412-928-9370.
One more time.
We got some callers on hold that want to talk about Justin Fields' kickoff return gate. We'll get into the real heavy, serious Steelers talk at 8 o'clock with Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm late. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So Jaylen Warren says that Danny Smith wants Justin Fields to return kicks. It ain't going to happen. I don't want to make too much of it. I do think if they did it, it would be fun. It would be very fun. It would be like playing with Michael Vick in Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pat White in Madden. You just run around. You don't even have to run offensive plays. You just be faster than everyone.
Pat White was in Madden?
Yeah, he played for the Dolphins for like a year. And then he was ruined.
By the Steelers.
Yeah, was it Ike Taylor or Ryan Clark? Text me, 412-928-9370. I forgot who it was. Bad things with Pat White in Pittsburgh. Let's just call it what it is. I'll get out ahead of that one. 412-928-9370. That is the phone number. Rich in the car has been waiting on hold for a while. Hi, Rich.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Are you the guy who was texting in, Rich? You really wanted to get on the air?
Yup.
What's up, man?
Well, listen, I'm gonna tell you why. The other day, Monday, I was driving back from Myrtle Beach, and I called in with Starkey and Pomp and Zeiss. They had me on hold for like two states. So. It's okay. Pony didn't do much better later on in the night, neither. So,
so we'll get you here. Are you in the Commonwealth right now, Rich?
Yeah, I'm heading to work. I'm in Ambridge right now.
All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
So realistically, that's a joke with Justin Fields trying to kick return. It's never going to happen. He's a quarterback.
Yeah.
But what I do see is his role, and I say this in all seriousness, I see him going quarterback by committee. Why wouldn't you? You've got Russ, who, you know, he can get us down to the goal line, no problem, between that and our run game. And you throw Justin Fields in there on the goal line, you know, you can't go wrong with that. And Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, they've got to want to kick they've got to want to see what they have in Fields.
Thank you for the call, Rich.
That in game time.
Keep listening, buddy. We appreciate you holding on there through three different shows.
He said two states. That was funny. He was on hold for two states.
I don't think that even if they use him like a Taysom Hill, that it's a two-quarterback system.
No.
I do understand what he's saying. I think Rich is like a lot of Steelers fans. They don't want Justin Fields to go all year and not get to see him in a regular season game. Hey, man, injuries happen. You're going to see Justin Fields at some point. You are. I think they probably will have packages for him. I think I would. I'll disagree wholeheartedly on the where, though. Like Rich says, have him be the red zone guy for the extra running threat. Well, first of all, Russ can run around a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Russell Wilson's numbers in the red zone last year were dynamic.
Yeah, really good. 20-1.
Yep. 20 touchdowns, one interception. The Steelers have really struggled there the last few years. Look, it could give you a plan B if you're not scoring touchdowns in the red zone and you want to give it another a different look every now and again. Okay, fair enough. But that seems to be the area of the field where even at this advanced age that Russ can still cook.
Who, like, can you remember?
Oh, I hate when you do this.
Like, who, like, what team has ever really run the two quarterback system in the NFL?
Taysom Hill and the Saints. Bang. Easy.
Like, legit?
A legit two quarterback system? No.
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 Never, Sap. Never, no. Never.
No. You would need to have two guys that are significantly different kind of players. And you would have to be comfortable that you're not going to ruffle any feathers of the starting quarterback. I know when Vic was here, you had a lot of Steelers fans say when Ben was healthy, just have Vic come in around the goal line. Okay, you take the Hall of Famer off the field. I mean, mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I can't remember it. Someone could text in at 412-928-9370. You see it in college all the time.
In college, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Like Tebow's first year, he was that guy. He would throw the pop pass, and then he would run you over.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Man, you hit me basically with a 13-9 reference, and now I'm thinking about Tim Tebow to Demaryius Thomas. It's been a lame
13-9 reference. When did I do that?
Nah, you were talking about Pat White.
That had nothing to do with college.
I did it.
Did it to yourself.
I did it to myself. Some things.
Self destruction.
Yeah. Well, that's if I were naming a horse after me for the Kentucky Derby, maybe it would be self destruction, or it would be Bangrin.
13-9.
Or it would be, that list is for black people. Coming up next, Brian Bacco of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Why did the Steelers not pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option? Do they have any designs on extending Najee Harris? We'll talk to Brian about that, among other things, when we come back. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Oh, my goodness. Mwah. Today, beautiful. High, 85.